And now our blessed, beloved Goddess of Liberty speaks her heart to us tonight. We ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless her and pour all the love of our life streams to her, to give every obedience and cooperation possible, to assist blessed Saint Germain in the purifying and freeing of the earth from all human creation. We give our cooperation and love to beloved Jesus, beloved Mary, beloved Daddy, and all the ascended host. And hold mighty victory's victory everywhere. Beloved children of my heart, tonight I trust I may make clear to you an interaction of the sacred fire that is at all times at your command and which you can draw forth by your own conscious call, but which cannot come from the physical conditions of this world. And this which I speak of is our protection, the sacred fire love of the ascended master's own heart's flames, which we pour forth into the feeding world of those life streams embodied in this world. When we ask you to call forth our ascended master consciousness to purify and protect and hold victory for all that is constructive, that is one thing. That sets the divine pattern which we can fulfill in outer manifestation and produce the miracle victories for which you call the miracle manifestations. This which I refer to is your call to us to pour forth into everyone's emotional body, first of all, those under this radiation, and then everywhere throughout America and the world, charge in to the feeling world, the energy of the feeling world, whatever fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, we know compels the consuming of all human consciousness. Now this will consume many of mankind's destructive habits. It will also consume a momentum of destructive activity in the etheric body, which means the consuming of destructive etheric records. And these are interactivities of the energy and the consciousness of each one's own life stream, as well as the release from the ascended master's octave of whatever sacred fire is necessary to consume as much as possible the mass accumulation of mankind's discord at this time. It's one thing to handle physical conditions and for the time being change them from something destructive into that which is constructive. But if you're going to sustain anything that is constructive action or any activity of the divine plan fulfilled, the energy of the emotional body and the energy of the etheric body of each life stream must be purified, and it must be charged with our activities of the sacred fire that keep it purified long enough to construct something that is constructive and will be a blessing to life, and then hold it sustained long enough to let it render its service. This is the only sustaining power of constructive activities that mankind has created in one civilization after another. But so far as you're concerned, the first thing to do is to call for whatever sacred fire purity we know compels the purification of the emotional body and the etheric body, so that the higher mental body of each life stream can pour forth the concentration and the expansion of its own inner essence of the light. It can pour forth its own heart's flame through the outer self and release enough concentration of the light to illumine the mind with the right ideas, to hold purity and peace and harmony in the feeling in order to allow constructive activity to go forth and build something that fulfills the divine plan and then sustain it after it has been created. Because everything that you create in the unascended state, if it be constructive, can be sustained and protected until such time as your ascension is complete. Then, if you want to sustain it or remodel it or expand it as an eternal blessing to this world, an eternal blessing to life, and to reveal the beauty and perfection from the Ascended Master's octave, then you can have unlimited power to take the activities and creations you have worked in the physical unascended state to create those things that are constructive. You can sustain them, and then in the ascended state, you can expand them again into outer physical activities to bring perfection into this world and fulfill the great divine plan that enables the rest of life in this world to live more comfortably, more constructively, and to fulfill the divine plan that gives each one the ascension. Now, in regard to this, I want this repeated because it has been given to some of the student body, but I wish you to understand how this comes about and how you can continue any constructive activity you start in the unascended state, sustain it and protect it, and in the ascended state, bring forth its greater perfection to continually bless life. The Master could hear me in the magnificent home that is his. Before the ascension, had this magnificent organ in the main living room, and on the other side of the wall, a beautiful piano that was also hooked up as a stop in the organ. He made it a habit of playing music about 2 hours every afternoon. He has been ascended since the 80s, and he has come back every afternoon at 2 o'clock and plays there for 2 hours and pours forth the greater perfection of his love and his sacred fire through that music to go over that whole locality and purify it and protect what is constructive and help to illumine the people to go forward to greater victorious accomplishment. And you too, if you care to, can plan a similar thing. And this is how, when the Ascended Master's retreats have been drawn forth throughout the world, they have been expanded in their service to mankind. And there has always been, within each Ascended Master retreat, an individualized focus of the sacred fire to sustain it and protect it and then expand it into greater and greater radiation and service to the world. Now, if you understand this, you can take any constructive activity to which you have given your life energy and things that you have loved to do that were constructive and sustain them and protect them. And then, after your ascension, you can expand their beauty and perfection and blessing to become an eternal gift of love to life, because it is all constructive. And this, properly understood, will enable people, many times, many individuals, to hold harmony within their own activities to sustain what is right and protect it, and then, later on, come back and expand its blessings to the rest of life. Mankind needs to understand this, because you have been told in this I Am activity that no earnest effort is ever lost in any embodiment, because all constructively used energy at the end of each embodiment is drawn into the great sphere of colors around the electronic body of the mighty I Am, the electronic presence in the higher mental body. That is the sun presence of your own life stream. At the end of each embodiment, and down through the centuries, all constructively used energy has become stored there. And that is the momentum upon which you can draw. When you have done something constructive, you can ask your beloved I Am presence to enfold it in whatever eternal ascended master sacred fire protecting love and indestructible purity makes it forever expand its blessings in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Then that would come back to you infinitely, the blessing which that carries to other life streams. And the mighty I Am presence of those other life streams will pour back to you blessings without limit. That is why when an individual is taught to live for the perfection of the whole and keep giving everything you call forth for yourselves, keep giving the call to your mighty I Am presence to expand all the good that is in you and your world, invincibly protected forever and invincibly pure, but expanded to bless all the rest of life in the universe. And that life will pour back to you such blessings as you can't comprehend until you begin to use this and realize how wonderful is the great sacred fire love of life. Love to life, and love as you call it forth to bless the rest of life. And you will find love will take possession of its own and ever reveal from within itself the greater beauty, the greater perfection, and the greater happiness that fulfills your every constructive desire, no matter when that desire came forth, in lifetimes past or present. You can continually expand the blessing in every constructive desire of your life stream. By doing this, you open the door and let your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body concentrate its cosmic light substance and its own heart's flame of love into you as you create something constructive, and then in and around it to protect. And then, ascended or unascended, you can keep expanding that until it carries its blessing to the rest of life everywhere. And that is why to live the divine way of life is the only eternal happiness there is. And the divine way of life always gives of itself to the rest of the life in the universe. So when people are not taught to call to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, or even to God as they understand, when they're not taught to pour forth and expand all the good of their own life streams to all the rest of life in the universe, they but shut the door and their limitations continue. But when you call forth everything of perfection from your own mighty I Am presence and the ascended master's octave to blaze in and around you, our ascended master consciousness, to create whatever is constructive, whatever fulfills the great divine plan, sustain it, protect it, expand it without limit, and ask that it give its blessing to every bit of life in the universe. And my dear ones, you can't lack for a single thing if you set this habit. It is the mastery of poverty. It's the annihilation of poverty. It's the annihilation of illness. It's the annihilation of everything that has tortured or limited mankind. This is the liberation which I represent to this nation. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain seated. When mankind learns to live for the fulfillment of the great divine plan that gives blessings without limit for eternity by the sacred fire love of the great central sun, when mankind learns to live for that, you won't have human creation in this world. You won't have war. You won't have disease. You won't have poverty. You won't have insanity, because this is the only divinely intelligent way to live life. And this is the annihilation of selfishness. And selfishness is the desecration and destruction of everything, because it is everything that is out of balance. So from tonight, I wish you to understand something we've never touched upon but slightly, and that is what is now the land that you know as the United States of America was the original Garden of Eden. It was drawn forth and perfection established here for eternity. And when, during the destructive activities of the centuries past, and those blessings were covered over and sometimes destroyed, when America was drawn forth again, the United States of America, by beloved Saint Germain and the Blessed Goddess of Justice, to reestablish the harmony and the perfection and the beauty and the blessings of the original Garden of Eden to this world, America came forth again as the land of freedom. The destructive forces of the world don't want mankind to be free, and they haven't left a stone unturned to desecrate and destroy this nation ever since it was established. But those of you who have been blessed by living within its borders are also the guardians of its light, the guardians of its freedom. You are the guardians of its perfection. And that guardianship can only be manifested by the sacred fire love of indestructible protection to everything that is constructed and to the manifestation of the Ascended Master's divine plan fulfilled their way, because the Ascended Master's divine way of life and divine plan never contained any suffering or destruction or limitation, never did, never will, and we cannot allow our life and our energy to be used to create discord to life. So since I am the guarding presence with others of the Ascended Host, especially the mighty Cyclopean of the United States of America and Canada, and practically North America, when you understand that our life streams are the sacred fire's guarding presence of the original plan of perfection and blessing to mankind, you will know why it is necessary to purify this nation and protect everything that is constructed within its borders. Protect its sustaining of all that is the divine plan fulfilled for this nation and this world. And since the United States of America is the heart of the world, that heart flame must be guarded and expanded, and its purifying love go forth to free the rest of the world from the frightful creation mankind has imposed upon life. So my liberation of this nation means far more at the inner level than people understand in the outer. Therefore, whenever there is disturbance in your own feeling world, try to guard yourselves against that disturbance. And this is what various ones of the Ascended Masters have been talking about for weeks and months past. Try to remember the minute there is discord within you, the human consciousness is there. Don't tolerate it. Don't put up with it. Don't accept it, and don't let it live within you. Call immediately to your beloved I Am Presence, to any one or more of the ascended host, to fill you with our ascended master consciousness of the sacred fire that consumes the human feeling and fills you with our concentration of whatever cosmic light substance is necessary to blaze into you and through you and around you our divine plan fulfilled. That purifies your world and fills it with the perfection that makes you happy and do everything that is constructive, but give no quarter to human distress. We have to do this for the whole nation, and that's why we're asking your assistance to do it for the nation as well as for yourselves. Because whatever good you want for yourselves, don't miss the opportunity to call to your beloved I Am Presence and to us to pour it forth to all the rest of the life in the universe. And the reason for that is the expanding power of the great divine plan's fulfillment from the great central sun. And if you don't let your own beloved mighty I Am Presence release its concentrating, expanding light into you and through you, the door is locked against the good that we want to give. You must unlock the door of your own feeling world by asking your beloved I Am Presence to pour forth through you and to the rest of life in the universe all the perfection which the sacred fire's love is in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And if mankind will not let our love, our sacred fire love, and our divine plan fulfilled come forth into outer physical conditions, if you will not let that come through and fill your world with perfection, well, then you have only, as a result, the lack and limitation of poverty, destruction, disease, war, and everything that mankind has generated over the centuries that is of destruction. And that's exactly the reason the world is in the condition it's in tonight. This entire destructive activity of the outer world tonight, it's nothing on earth but the filth and fear and impurity of selfishness. We represent in the ascended state, and we are the sacred fire miracle manifestations of all the blessing, perfection, and almighty victory there is, with power unlimited in the sacred fire's love. And all mankind has to do is to unlock the door and let us expand the cosmic light through the outer self, hold purity and harmony in the feeling, and let the outer self's energy be used for something that is constructive instead of constantly destroying and desecrating. The good the great divine law has placed in this world for mankind's embodiment here for the attainment of the ascension. So even when you ask for the ascension for yourselves, take time enough out, or just send the thought to your mighty I Am Presence, beloved I Am Presence, I'm the ascended host. Give that same ascension to all in this world, even to the structure of earth itself, the atmosphere, the powers of nature and forces of the elements. Raise all into the ascended master's octave of perfection, that distress may cease to be forever. And every bit of distress you experience is a continual reminder to you that you have not let our love through into outer physical conditions. So from tonight, when distress seems to disturb you, or try to affect you, or try to impose its destruction upon you, look at it and understand what it is. That it is human consciousness and human feeling, because we don't create distress. Our divine plan fulfilled doesn't produce distress for any part of life anywhere in the universe, and never misuses any energy or substance or consciousness. Therefore, if you don't like what's here, come back to your beloved I Am Presence and us. Call on the law of forgiveness, no matter who has created what's wrong. And ask us to pour into it whatever sacred fire's indestructible purity we know dissolves and consumes it. And then call for it to be replaced by our ascended master sacred fire love that fulfills the great divine plan and will not give to anything in the universe anything but the peace and the happiness and the purity of eternity. That is immortality. That is perfection. That is indestructible protection. If you keep filling yourselves with our ascended master consciousness, our ascended master feeling, of all we know you need to keep you invincibly protected against everything that is destructive. If you keep calling this into outer action, we know many, many, many things we can give you and do for you to protect you against conditions that you don't even know are in the outer activities, but that are destructive. And if they're on your pathway and you aren't protected against them in an unguarded moment, when sometimes you're too exhausted or you're careless, there's inattention, the destructive force drives in and imposes its destruction upon you. And we want to avoid this. We want to help you avoid it. And then we want you to be clothed in our ascended master consciousness of our sacred fire power enough to protect everything else that is constructive wherever you abide. And if you will call this into outer action and build a momentum of it around you and use it in all outer physical conditions, you will find destructive forces will let you alone. Then your consciousness is at peace, and you can be filled with the full perfection of your own blessed mighty I Am Presence, or that of the ascended host, to the fulfillment of the divine plan, not just for you and your world, but we can help you to fulfill the divine plan for the nation, and the nation can fulfill it for the world. And this is why, when you understand that all life is one, there is no such thing as deceiving God. You can't deceive your mighty I Am presence. You can't deceive the mighty I Am presence of anyone else. All life is one. All life feels oneness everywhere. And if you don't shut out the destructive feeding mankind has generated, well, then it comes in. But if you will fill yourselves with our ascended master feeding of all the power of our sacred fire love to protect you and fill everything in your beings and worlds with it, then ask us to expand to fill the world, we can consume much of the evil that is torturing mankind, and it can sometimes be consumed in a flash of many activities of the sacred fire that won't let destructive forces go on and do their damage against life. So this is protection to everything that is constructive in the outer world or in the inner world. You need to protect your consciousness of the life of your outer self. Charge our ascended master sacred fire protecting, purifying love into every bit of consciousness in you, into your brain structure, into your feeling, your emotional bodies, into every bit of energy in the outer self, to hold our ascended master consciousness within you to protect you for all eternity against everything human. Then we can expand power without limit in you, through you, and around you, and into your affairs, and you can go forth and give assistance to the rest of mankind, and you will never know limitations again. And this is the overcoming of poverty. It's the overcoming of everything that has tortured mankind through the centuries. So when things torture you, charge your outer selves with whatever we know prevents that in you and around you, and then prevents it in all mankind, everywhere, forever. And to this end, do we offer you our love, our ascended master consciousness, and our sacred fire power without limit to set you free, to guard you, and give you the power to free others. And you, as a part of the United States of America, must use everything in your beings and worlds and all we can give to purify and save your nation now, that it may save that which is constructive throughout the world and give no quarter to the outer human creation of mankind's destruction, whether it be through war or anything else. So from tonight, I too have offered you the liberation of your nation and yourselves if you will call our ascended master sacred fire power of indestructible purity to purify and free the world and shock mankind awake to the ascended master's consciousness of the right way to live life and fulfill the divine plan that brings the ascension to all. So again, we clothe you in our miracle mantle of love's mastery, and in that is all of everything that is constructive, and forever the momentum is without limit, and the power is forever expanding to take you forward to the ascension, and the world also to the ascension with you. And we thank you for every bit of love you have ever given to life. Now it shall come back to you qualified and clothed with our sacred fire love that forever expands its freedom and perfection and blessing to life wherever you abide. It is yours to use without limit. Hold the momentum around you of its almighty victory and go forward to your freedom. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved, precious Goddess of Liberty, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your explanation. And now we ask you to stand our guard, and every time there is human feeling within us, annihilate it and put your feeling, a set of Master Sacred Fire feeling, in its place, and produce whatever is necessary to purify and save our nation through those under this radiation, and through that bring purity and peace and love to the earth for eternity. We thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of the ascended master's sacred fire, love, and consciousness of everything that is the ascended master's power over all in this world and wherever we abide, forever hold command. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know makes us the victory our nation needs. And see, we give no quarter to human creation ever again. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Papa, and all the ascended host who have poured your love to us through the ages. Now fill us with and clothe us in whatever our nation needs tonight to be taken out of the clutches of every destructive force in this world, but purify our people and purify the nation, and let the Ascended Master's sacred firepower blaze everywhere within our nation until no human thing remains for any reason. And we thank thee, and beloved Goddess of Liberty, liberate our nation from everything of human creation forever. We thank thee. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, we ask you, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chons, the seven great archangels, to blaze the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in through and around us with such intensifying power and such invincible victory and power of the sacred fires, love without limit. And blessed Arcturus, compel the unfed flame within to become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with all human creation, blaze everywhere we go. Be ascended master's sacred fire, power, flame of such indestructible, purifying sacred fire love that victory is inevitable and invincible and forever expanding. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved, mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and now charging us with their ascended master consciousness, their sacred fire, all purifying love. Blaze whatever they know is necessary to purify and free our nation, and through that bring peace to the earth for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till the great divine plan fulfilled has raised the world and all upon it into the ascended master's octave for eternity. And we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the sacred fires, purifying love necessary to purify this world and compel silence, peace, purity, and obedience to the mighty I Am presence of the Ascended Host throughout this world for eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the beloved mighty I Am presence and all the Ascended Host blaze its sacred fire heart flame in the mightiest power of eternity everywhere, through those under this radiation, through us to America, through America to the world, and compel peace everywhere for eternity. We thank thee.